a lot has been said by the other speakers that I agree with. I will quickly start with the question, can and should religion be open to criticism, satire, comedy, etc.? Let's look at the word can first. I think we can. Anyone who is endowed with the ability to express himself can say religion is bad or it's good or make fun of it. The central question is, should it be open? And that there is some controversy on that, which is an understatement. And I belong to the group of people who say, yes, religion should be open to criticism. We've been doing this for centuries in the West, and it has, in my view, led to peace and prosperity. And sometimes it's necessary, sometimes it's just fun and entertaining, and sometimes it's urgent to criticize ideas. Religion, to me, is one of several ideas. Regarding Islam, I am convinced that today it's necessary, it's entertaining, and it's urgent to scrutinize it, criticize it, mock it, whatever. There are 1.2 to 1.5 billion people, and I feel a need to criticize Islam because I strongly identify with it. I was brought up with it. I think it's necessary to criticize Islam because ignorance, the subjugation of women, and an attitude of putting the collective above the individual is rampant in this idea and its followers. It's fun and it's entertaining because Muslims, or those people who adhere to Islam, engage in rules, believe in spirits, and all kinds of things that I really just like to laugh at for the sake of it, but also not just for the sake of it, because satire is an instrument in, can be an instrument in enlightening people. And I think it's above all that it's urgent. We have young populations all over the world, also here in the West, with no jobs, no perspectives, who believe in conspiracy theories, who are willing to go as far as to take the martyr dogma within Islam too far, and who say that they are inspired by the Quran and by the Prophet. So I think it's necessary to examine why. Now, for examination, whether and how Islam is related to poverty, terror, and the subjugation of women, freedom of expression of those engaged in this scrutiny, in this debate, should be self-evident. But it's not self-evident. Of course, all religions attempt to limit free speech. But today, there is no religion that limits it more, or tries to limit it more, than Islam, both here in the West and in Islamic countries. Most journalists engage in self-censorship. Politicians and policymakers avoid voicing any remarks on religion and Islam. I think later on when we discuss, I'll tell you about the fact that the European Union is busy writing a lexicon where they try to remove anything that may offend Muslims when discussing terror and jihad and fundamentalism. Writers, cartoonists, filmmakers, artists avoid discussing Islam and doing their duty with other religions, okay, but with Islam, it's just a little too much. Why? I'll just give you a short list of the mechanisms used in preventing criticism from Islam. First and foremost, there is violence or the threat of violence. Next, there are the denials and positive publicity. You may have seen some huge billboard ads when you're coming from JFK, which read, "Islam is peace," which is, of course, something we know from Christianity. I've never really seen any of that regarding Judaism. People take legal steps to silence those who are engaged in any form of criticizing Islam. Diplomatic pressure. The Danish Prime Minister Rasmussen can tell us about the 11 diplomats from Muslim countries who came to visit him to try and silence or try and punish the cartoonists and the newspaper that punished it. And then you have the ad hominems. Not the issue is discussed, but the person bringing the issue is criticized in every possible way. Now, of all those strategies to shut up those who are engaged in criticizing Islam, I would say all of them are fine by me, except one. And that is violence and the threat of violence. And I want to end, I think, my 5 minutes with a remark. A society that does not protect the life and limb of individuals who see it as their duty to criticize religion or any idea of any sort, whether it's sensitive or not, is doomed to become a tyranny.